Guadalupe Squares. Ringtones and videos of Creepy E getting the knocked out of him. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Veterans Day. It's 5:45. My name's John Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan, Creepy E, Big Dick Toledo off and running. Another day in paradise. A perfect day here in our glorious towns. You're looking at snowfall in Green Bay, although that was cool to watch for football. Watching the snow come down in the Midwest and all that stuff. It's still, well, we live in perfection and embrace it. Another great day. And you can come down here and embrace it right in the KUPD parking lot and help us out with the Veterans Day KUPD deployment, the packing up stuff. Got it going on. It's all arranged out there. Mark Randall's got that thing flowing already, all organized and ready to go as we box up all of the supplies you guys have been dropping off for us and then send it off to the Arizona troops that have been deployed all over the world and probably won't be back for the holidays. A nice little touch of home from you guys for the gang out there supporting and protecting us on this glorious Veterans Day. I've never been to I don't like parades, but I've never been to a Veterans Day parade. That might be the only type of parade I'd want to go to. Why? Just because they always drag out that World War II guy. And we're getting to the end of that, you know? There's not going to be much more of that. But they always go, and you know, it would be the worst to hear your name announced. Like, it's introductions are important. You know that, Eric, when you're about to go on stage and they say something like, welcome from 98 KUPD, the number one morning show in all the valley, Eric O'Connell, Creepy E. You're like, oh, that's nice. But how would you like it if your introduction was always, he's the last remaining? Oh, no. That's like the worst thing you can hear. He's the only survivor from D-Day, still alive. Tick-tock, tick-tock, let's welcome Ezra Johnson.
Are you one of those guys from like the USS Indianapolis, right?
You're one of the, but that's it. And they wheel you out. He's the only one left.
Sharks ate everybody else.
No legs, no arms.
This is probably his last Veterans Day. It's just a matter of time. He's our Grand Marshal. Prop him up. Yeah, introductions are big. And every time that guy gets introduced, it's as the last remaining. There's only two left from Pearl Harbor. He's one of them.
Yeah, the reminders.
Yeah, they're always constantly telling him, you are so close.
Well, the countdown on the Code Talkers was getting weird for a while.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's like Anderson Cooper when he was looking in Africa for the endangered species. And, you know, there's only one left. We find a whole new population.
Oh, well, I don't think it works that way.
I don't know.
I don't think people have been poaching.
Hey, there they are over the hill.
I don't think our World War II veterans have been poached and had to hide in the jungles.
So they want them for their tusks?
No, I don't think so. People die off naturally, so it's time more than anything else.
We gotta get Brady's pills.
Yeah, we can really help him out. You can't see what the problem is with gorillas can reproduce. World War II veterans can't make more World War II veterans. They can just make offspring up. So yeah, so as they die off, they die off. God, this is hard to tell him. I can see it in his eyes. This is really upsetting him.
Darn it! I was hoping there was another pocket.
I mean, there was a time that they were being poached, but they weren't World War II veterans yet. They were participants.
What if you clone them? Are they still veterans?
Yeah, because they weren't actually in World War II. They're just their DNA has been replicated to create a lifelike structure that's just like theirs.
That doesn't mean that they actually can continue.
Yeah. Clones. Here's something else that you idiots might not know. Clones don't have your memory.
We could inject them with PTSD.
You could do that. If you'd like. But I don't think that's a thing you can do either.
Formula?
I think the PTSD comes from the doctor chasing them around trying to inject them at all for no reason. There's your PTSD, then you have it for doctors. Either way, happy Veterans Day. And even if you are being introduced as the last remaining, it's tough. Hey, thank you for your service. A friend of mine, Anthony, and his wife, Casey. So they're Casey Anthony when they're together. They were at the game last night watching with us. And he's starting a barbecue restaurant, and he brought over some food that was ridiculous.
Nice.
Oh, my goodness. So good that a couple other restaurants are like, we're just going to change out, give you money, you can have it. Like, and it's such a Mexican operation because they've been doing it out of their backyard for a long time and getting it going.
Build up their clientele.
And they did, and it worked. And there's other restaurants that are just going to change their name because they're like, yours is so much
better. Take it over with your concept.
Exactly, and they're letting them in, so it's pretty sweet. But he brought it by yesterday. I didn't know that. He's a veteran as well. And we're just sitting there like, wow, thanks, man. And certain people you just don't know. So if you do find out somebody has served us today, tell him thanks. It goes a long way. I actually didn't expect him to react the way he did when I said, hey, thanks for your service. And he goes, you know what? That means a lot to me. And all of a sudden, in the middle of a conversation, we're shaking hands. It's pretty neat. So, yeah, if you find that someone in your workplace is a veteran or something like that, we got a few working here, tell them thank you. It is no matter what, even Mark Randall, who served playing volleyball in the Navy and in the mean streets of San Diego and then over there in Japan where he was getting blown by ladyboys. He's still a veteran.
Serving.
He's still serving. His stories are all strange. They're good stories, and they wouldn't have happened had he not joined the military, but, you know, he was he's at a table where guys are getting blown by ladyboys. That's what he took away from that military service. He's downstairs right now working with, you know, everybody.
You need war stories when you have that.
Even if I had a war story, we killed about 14 dudes. And anyway, one time we were under this table, and this ladyboy was blowing me. I'm like, wait, what?
Our favorite town.
Oh, what do you want to hear? Me killing the guy or that? No, that ladyboy thing. What? How in the world? How'd you find out it was a ladyboy? And then you just go on, and Mark's got a great story about that. He denies being one of, like he said, there 12 of the 13 of us at the table got blown by the ladyboy, but I didn't. I'm like, yes, you did. She didn't do the dozen and go, oh, ladyboy tired. Ladyboy, stop now. Sorry, Mark Randall. Ladyboy got Mark Randall.
Been stuck on a ship for a year. Yeah, no other women around.
Ladyboy under the table getting, I only do a dozen. You bring 13. Too many. Sorry. Oh, you in trouble, Mark Randall. You do it alone.
I want to take you home, ladyboy.
Ladyboy, I'll wait till tomorrow for you. I'm ladyboy. Ladyboy, get tired. So much testosterone. So, yeah. So anybody who's a veteran has a story. That's great. And we thank them all today. But that parade over there, it's on Central at Bethany Home. Starts and rolls down.
Do they do the tanks for the
Veterans
Day Parade?
No, they always have like floats and like old cars and Shriners and a couple of high school bands, which is just dreadful. But I do like the idea of saying thanks to the veterans. And they bring out the Vietnam guys and they have them out there. And they have, you know, we've had a couple wars here in the last 25 years. And those guys are hanging out and coming down there and it's great. But I mean, you know, one thing you can think about with veterans is making sure that they're taken care of at that hospital that doesn't do them too many favors. I got my friend Jason, who's a veteran, he has to call me sometimes. I got a doctor's appointment at noon. I have to be there at 9 this morning, and hopefully, and sometimes I'm like, how'd it go? Because I didn't get in. So you just showed up? Yeah, I didn't get in. I just stood around the whole time.
Yeah.
Doctor didn't show or whatever. So we don't treat them the way we should, especially when they come back. That's for darn sure. And that's unfortunate. But a pat on the back and a thank you, if that's all you got today, that goes a long way. So say it. And the veterans, we thank them a ton today. Friday night, I got the pleasure of going to I missed my workout at Tactical Black on a Friday afternoon, so they had an airplane seminar Friday night. And I'm like, well, and then Jay, the guy who runs it up, the House of Brews in Phoenix, said, you can come out to this if you'd like. And I'm like, really? I said, I'd love to because it's a great workout, great all that, you know. So I go up there, and Suns announcer Kevin Ray is there, and Kevin listens to us and actually joined up at React Defense because I was talking to him about it. So he signed up there. So Kevin and I partnered up, and we did a bunch of the drills together. And there was a knife defense drill that will kind of leave you bruised a little. I don't know if they're still there, but my arms are a little bruised still. You're smashing your wrists together, and your bones get bruised up. And so I had bruises all day Saturday morning. It was a good workout Friday, great seminar. Everything went really well. And I was telling a story to a friend yesterday. That I said, what are all those bruises from? And I said, it's just the thing we do for knife defense and stuff. And I was doing it with, and they heard me say, I was doing it with Suns announcer, and it's trailed off, the person next to us. I'm like, so we're smashing stuff like that. And then it gets quiet for a second, and somebody goes, Al McCoy does that React Defense thing? And I'm like, yeah, I did. You should see his arms. I kicked the living out of Al McCoy Friday night, and it was unbelievable. They didn't realize that it was, you know, and all I could do is now picture Al McCoy doing.
That's how the whole Mr. Rogers
Special Forces
thing started.
But him disarming bad guys on an airplane, and then there's a part where you have to actually shoot the bad guy, and we use, you know, actual projectile, you know, it's real gun stuff.
It's never too late to learn, John.
It is, too. Al McCoy should not be in that. No, he'll be a puddle of dust when
Come
it's
on.
All over. No, it'll be mummy dust when it's
get
all over.
Kevin Ray to pull him out there.
No, because Kevin, no, it would be terrible. I mean, you can get out there, but I would suggest that Al McCoy shouldn't. I think.
Could he at least do commentary from the sideline?
Yes, he could call it. We'll let him do that. Shazam!
That's how he throws his punches.
Shazam! We'd have done the fun part was, is then I mentally pictured
how I got these bruises, which is backed up against a wall while Kevin Ray tried to stab me with a knife over and over. And I thought if Al McCoy was all the picture of him in the suit, Shazam, 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 like just busting wrists with him.
Into a young buff man.
And then we
actually Shazam.
And then we switch and Al's up against the wall and I got to stab his old bones the whole time. Ow! 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 Like I just killed Al.
And you need Pat McMahon there too.
Yeah. Oh, Pat I would let do it. Pat I think could do it.
You think so?
Yeah. Because, you know, Pat's defense would be stories. Give me all your money, man. You know, this reminds me of when, did I ever tell you about when I met John Lennon at the Dakota and that young man screamed out, Lennon, John Lennon, and he turned and he started to shoot and I ran. I don't know the end of that story. I just know I met John Lennon.
You heard shots.
There was fanfare and fireworks.
He has to be there in his dress, though. That's
no, always the muumuu. I wear a muumuu. Because I got too big for man pants. But thanks to Red Mountain, I'm back in man pants.
That's his power, man. He stops people from jumping bridges, jumping off bridges, buildings. You know, one time.
I don't think he's got that. Just remember asking him. Remember when you used to wear that painter smock?
Yes, because they didn't make male pants for my figure. So I started to wear a painter smock publicly.
I would like to see McMahon and McCoy fight at React Defense. I think that might be my favorite idea that we've ever had. Shazam!
Here we go!
You can have charity dollars behind it. It could happen.
Oh, a fight to the death.
Hey, that's the way to go out, I think.
I don't think it would be too bad. Tonight, you go down, bitch!
Not tonight, McCoy!
The way in.
Yeah. Oh,
I don't like getting in the way, and I've got a little stress there.
I would watch that. But yeah, somebody actually sat. It rolled through their head yesterday after I said I had fought with the Suns announcer. And then they just had to say it. I just I'm like, Al McCoy does that React Defense stuff? I'm like, no, that's not the Suns announcer I was fighting.
You and Gambo could be the undercard?
Yeah. That would be so easy. Talk about story time. Blech. Anyway, yeah, it was an interesting night because that made me laugh, and then you mentally picture it for hours on end. What a shot! What a burger! Stop it, Al! Just block the shot. Why do you gotta make an announcement every time?
Is that dude ever gonna retire, or no. Is he just gonna keep going?
Nope.
Till he drops.
I was watching the game.
One last Shazam.
Yeah. Watching the game the other night, and there's Kevin Ray, and he's calling the game, and then the camera scrolls by, and there's miniature shrinky-dink Al McCoy and his little tiny bones standing on the thing next to giant Tim Kempton, I think, and they're doing the radio broadcast. I'm like, he just can't get enough.
We got to get him one title, right? He needs a title before he goes.
It's not going to happen unless he lives another 1,000 years.
He rides on Kempton's back.
Does he?
They strap him up like Master Blaster.
Yeah, it's Master Blaster, Yoda, and Luke. All right, Kempton, away!
The Suns will probably win a year after he passes.
Yeah. Yep.
That's how that'll work.
He's well, that's why he's stuck around for 52 years. He's been here since the first game. He's been their announcer the whole time. Got a couple of championship appearances, but my God, man, just painful. 52 years and nothing to show for it. That's brutal. He should free agent himself over to a team that's got a shot. Be their radio announcer, but boy, but I would like to fight him at React Defense. I think that would be pretty neat. We've got our KUP deployment thing going on down at the bottom here in our parking lot and right out by our door, and people are wandering over to help out. It's going to be a glorious situation, and you, gentle listeners, are more than welcome on this Veterans Day to pop on by and help pack it up. There's no such thing as too many cooks down there right now. We can have as many as we want, shoving those boxes full of stuff that you guys have donated, and I think today would be a not such a bad day if you wanted to come down here with a little stationery and just write thank you and stuff it in each box. A little note that goes in there. Anything goes a long way. A little taste of home, and we're doing it today. You guys came through in a huge way. I think we have upwards of 1,100 of each item at least, and a couple of them that went way over the top. So we should cover almost every Arizona veteran or service member that's out overseas right now. So this is pretty sweet. So you guys did great. I think there's 1,340-something, I can't remember the exact number, of Arizona service people all over the world, and we're going to help them out. And I think we're going to get everybody just about everything. There's going to be a couple people without chapstick. We'll say that right off the bat. But for the most part, we're knocking this out of the yard. You guys did a great job. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Let's get a wake-up song for the veterans this morning. I can already imagine what it's going to be. But let's see if you guys pick it
up. It's National Metal Day, too.
M-E-T-A-L or Metal, M-E-D-A?
M-E-T-A-L.
Like metals.
Metal music.
Oh, metal.
Yeah,
metal. Like the metal god. Oh, yep. There you go. So a metal tribute to the veterans. I think we're going to cover that. 585-9800, a good one. And we'll scream it together. It's 98KUPD. Wake up!
The best the world has to offer in music, drama, and comedy.